Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Torat Imecha, Nachiyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we are studying Sefer Mishlei, Perek Yudbet. So we continue with the wisdom and teachings and proverbs of King Shlomo. We are going to highlight a certain topic or theme that appears in many pesukim in this chapter, something we have not yet spoken about. So Perek Yudbet begins as follows, Pasuk Aleph, Ohev Musar, this we have spoken about, and this is a recurring theme in the proverbs of King Shlomo. Ohev Musar, Ohev Da'as. He who loves chastisement, he who loves rebuke, loves knowledge. And it's something that King Shlomo is stressing repeatedly. That sometimes Musar makes us feel uncomfortable. Sometimes we don't like to be told what we're doing wrong. Sometimes we don't like when our rabbanim or our teachers or our parents or our spouse or whoever it is. And yes, there's a place and I know it has to be balanced. But sometimes somebody points out something that we're not doing right. And the truth is, we don't want to hear it. It's very difficult. We spoke about Kai and Rabbi Zevah from the first Musar Shmuz in the Torah. This is really a repeating theme in Mishlei. Ohev Musar, Ohev Da'as. He who loves chastisement, rebuke, admonition, loves knowledge. Vesone tochachas ba'ar. But someone who hates rebuke is just a boor. Why? Because how is he ever going to improve? If his teacher sees, if his Rebbe sees, if, I don't know, his mentor sees that something needs to be changed and the person is not willing to listen, and he hates tochacha. In fact, he will remain a boor. Okay, that's a recurring theme. We've seen it before. Pasuk Dalet, Eishes Chaya Ateres Bala. The famous Eishes Chaya is in chapter 31, the final parak of Mishlei. Eishes Chaya Ateres Bala. The woman of valor is the crown of her husband. Ukirakav ba'atzmo tav mevisha. However, a shameful woman is like rot. R-O-T is like rot in his bones. Pasuk hey, machshavos tzadikim mishpa, tachbulos risha emirma. The thoughts of the righteous are ways of justice, but the strategies of the wicked are deceit. And now, in the next series of psukim that I'm going to be showing you, I'm highlighting a certain topic. So pay attention. Pasuk vav, divrei risha'im erev dam. The words of the wicked are an ambush of blood. Upi yesharim yatzilim. But the mouth, what is the topic that we're going to be highlighting now? Divrei risha'im erev dam. It doesn't say the Rasha lies in ambush with a bow and arrow. It doesn't say he lies in ambush with a bayonet. What is the ambush of the Rasha? Divrei risha'im. The words of the wicked are an ambush for blood. On the other hand, ufi yishurim, pi, mouth. And the mouth of the upright, yatzilim, will save them. So we see here that there is a focus on speech. Dvarim, pi, words, mouth. We go on. Pasukid gimel. Bipesha sifasayim mokesh ra. Verse 13. In the sin of the lips is a snare, is a trap for evil. Vayetze mitzara tzaddik, but the righteous individual who does not speak in such a deceitful manner emerges from trouble. Pasuk Yudalit, verse 14, Mipri pi ish yispato, from the fruit of the mouth of a man will be satiated with goodness. Ugamul yadei adam yashuvlo, and the reward of a person's hands will come back to him. In other words, he'll receive return on his investments. The way a person works with his hands is what he invests is what the return will come back to him. And this doesn't only mean the work of the hands. The things that a person sows, the relationships he enters, the business transactions, the words that he speaks, ugemul yadei adam yashuvlo, the work of a man's hands will be paid back to him. So what is the focus? Divrei risha'im, ufi, divrei risha'im versus fi yesharim. The words of the wicked versus the mouth of the righteous, the straight. Bepesha sifasayim mo keshra. The lips of sin are a trap, a snare of bad. Mipri pi ish yispatov. The fruits, that means the product of the mouth of a righteous man, will be satiated with goodness and will satiate others with goodness. This continues. Pasuk Yud Ches, verse 18. Here we go. Yesh bote kimadrikos kimad kiros. I'm sorry. Yesh bote kimad kiros charav. That means swords or spears. Okay. There is one who expresses matters in a hurtful way, like the stabbings of a sword. Ulashon chachamim marpe, but the tongue of the wise heals. This, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma, Tes Amud Beis, that in the time of Beis Rishon, hayudokrin ze et ze becharvot shabilashonam. It's mamish the exact same language. Yesh bote kimad kiros charev, shahayudokrin ze et ze becharvot shabilashonam. In the time of Beis Rishon, one of the causes of destruction of the first temple is that they would spear one another with the swords of the tongue. And here King Shlomo tells us, Pasuk Yorchas, Yesh Botek Kemad Kiros Charav, there is one who speaks, and it is like the stabbings of a sword. Ulushon Chachami Marpe, but on the other hand, the tongue of the wise brings healing. Pasuk Yotas, the theme continues, Sifas Emes Tikon Ad. Lips of truth will be established forever. The ad aregia loshan sheker, but a tongue of falsehood is fleeting. It lasts only for a moment. The person ultimately brings death upon himself. The Gemara tells us in Erechin, Tazvav, the Lashon Hara kills three, the speaker, the listener, and the person spoken about. Furthermore, Pasuk Chaf Beis continues Mishlei, Toavas Hashem sifsei sheker. An abomination of God is lips of lying. But those who act with faith are doing God's will. So we see here, and there's another pasuk also that tells us about speech. Pasuk of hey, the aga belev ish yeshachena. When there is worry in a man's heart, he should suppress it. However, davar tov yesamchena. Look at this. Do not let your worries overpower you. Try and deal with your worries. Try and minimize your worries. Try not to let them overpower you. When there is worry in the man's heart, try not to let it overpower you. However, vidavar tov, a good word, I'm in Pasuk Chaf Hei here, vidavar tov, a good word, yesamchena, will bring somebody joy. So there's a tremendous focus. Again, we went through all the psukim, I quoted them to you, divrei rishaim. Upi yesharim, pesha sifasayim mo keshra, mipri pi ish yespa tov, yesh bota kemad kros charev, ulashon chachamim merapei, svas emes tikol na'ad, va'ad aregia lashon sheker, tov as Hashem sifsei shakar, va'osa emunu ritzono, da'agab belev ish yeshachana v'davar tov yisimchad. I translated all those psukim for you. My point in doing that quick few second overview is to show you how really the theme of speech is very predominant in this parak. Okay, the pasuk tells us in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Kedoshim, Parak Yutas, Pasuk Tes Zayin, Leviticus 19:16. We have a mitzvah de oraisa lo seilich v'chil ba'amecha lo sa'ar mod al dam reyecha. You should not be a gossip monger amongst your people. Here is the mitzvah de oraisa, not to be a holeich rachil, someone who goes peddling the wares of gossip. Because if you peddle the wares of gossip, you are standing by over your brother's blood that you have shed. Ani Hashem, I am the Lord. Furthermore, King David tells us so famously in Kapitel Lamed Aleph of Tehillim, which by the way we learned together earlier this season, Mi ha'isha chafetz chayim, who is the man who desires life? Ohev yamim leros tovs, love days to see good. You all know this. Nitzar l'shon chameira usvasecha medaber mirma. Guard your tongue, nitzar l'shon cha. Guard your tongue from bad and your lips from deceit. Sur meira, if you guard your lips from deceit, you of course turn away from bad. V'asei tov, of course you'll do good. Bakei shalom, if you only see the good in people around you and you only speak the good, and you will be seeking peace for Adfehu and chase after it. The Chavetz Chaim says in Hindi Hakdama, the great Chavetz Chaim, Rishon Meir Kohen Kagan Miradin, the Chavetz Chaim says in his Hakdama to Sefer Kuntras Chovas Hashmira, Klal Hadvarim B'divurav Shal Adam Yachal Livrela Ulamot Ulahacharivan. The summation in the matter is, says the Chavetz Chaim, that with words man can create worlds, and with words man can destroy worlds. And that's what King Shlomo is telling you here. The words of a rasha are a snare, an ambush of blood. But the words of the straight person, the yashar, the person who acts in a yashar fashion, will save him and others. With the sin of the lips comes a snare of evil. The fruits of the mouth of a righteous person will be satiated with goodness. There are those who spear, like with the spear of a sword, with their words. But the tongue of the righteous will bring healing. Sfas emes tikon na'ad. Words of truth will be established forever. Toavas Hashem sifsei shakar. An abomination to God is lips that lie. Of course, we have in Parshas Mishpatim, Midrash Eker Tirchak, stay away from words of falsehood. We have in Parshas Bahar, Lo Sonu Isha Samito, this is the Hazar against Onas Tvarim. So we have many, many, don't oppress one another. There's a forbidden biblical de oraisa, mitzvah de oraisa, not to cause verbal oppression to somebody else. Parshas Bahar, Perachav Heveka. So we see that speech, the tool to life. Mavis V'chaim B'yad Lashon V'Ve'ochel Piriyah. Ha, King Shoma tells us that, not in this perek. Mavis v'chayim b'yad lashon. It's in perek yud ches of Mishlei, pasuk chaf aleph. Mavis v'chayim b'yad lashon v'alveh ochel piriyah. Guess what is in the hands of the tongue? Mavis, death, v'chayim, and lashon. Chapter 18, 21. Yeah, it is, Baruch Hashem. I just didn't look it up because I didn't think of it while I was preparing. I always take notes of what I want to teach you and thought of it while I was speaking. Mishlei Perek Yitzchaz Pasuk Chaval. So you see that Shlomo HaMelech has a big focus on the power of speech, especially grievous. It's called Malbim Pnei Chaveru B'Rabim Einu Chelek Lom Haba. We learn that from Tamar, Perek Lamed Chesed Bereishis, willing to be thrown into the Kibush and Aish. Even worse than words that harm is words that harm in public. And the sages go so far as to say, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai tells us four different times in the Gemara that someone who embarrasses his friend in public does not have a chilek in Olam Haba. Not only do you have to make restitution to the person, but how are you going to go see all the people that heard you embarrass that person in public? I want to quote from the great Miriam Peretz, a exceptionally Eishes Chayil in our time, and like King Shoma says here, Eishes Chayil Ateres Ba'ala. The woman of valor is the crown of her husband. In this case, Miriam's husband, Eliezer, was a nifter between the fall of her eldest son, Uriel, the fall of her second son, Eliraz. Her husband, Eliezer, died, but she is certainly an Eisha Chayil, who is the Atar Bala, who is one of the crowns of our nation and one of the crowns of Medina Israel. 5 years ago, upon the 70th birthday of Medina Israel, Miriam Peretz was awarded the prestigious Israel Prize for Lifetime Achievement and Special Contribution to Society. And she was asked to speak. This is the most prestigious prize in the state of Israel that is awarded every year on Yom Ha'atzmut to distinguished citizens in the state. And listen to what Miriam Peretz said. Honored guests, I stand here today in front of you embarrassed, next to my colleagues, extraordinary people who created, wrote, researched, and invented, people of vision and action, people of faith. I am small. I have not created anything. I cannot point a discovery made or a formula I solved. All I have is one heart that was broken three times. The fall of my son, Uriel, in battle in Lebanon. The death of my husband, Eliezer, from heartbreak. And the death of my second son, Eliraz, in the Gaza Strip. With this broken heart, I went out to my people, and in simple words, in the language of a broken heart, I spoke about the land and its legacy, about choosing good, about joy, about attaching oneself to life, about duty, about taking responsibility for our society. From this heart, which beats with faith in this country and in this people, from the abyss of pain flowed springs of love. When the heart is full of faith, it can withstand difficult challenges. It can create great works. This is my creation. It is rooted in heart. I turned my suffering into a new nigun, a new song. And so too did every one of those sitting on this honorable stage. Remember, there are other prize recipients as well. Each one with their own unique heartbeat. Each one with their upbringing and training. Each with their own Jerusalem. Each with the springs of their own creation. I've had the privilege, says Miriam, of meeting Israeli society in all its many colors through face-to-face meetings and heart-expanding meetings. I experience new thoughts. I achieve new understanding. Even if there are chasms between us, we can build bridges over them if we recognize there's more that binds us than separates us. We all want life, says Miriam, speaking to the citizens of the state of Israel and Jews everywhere. We all want life. We all desire peace. The land is home for all of us. The love of our people and our homeland is not the exclusive possession of only one side. We want to see our grandchildren build their homes here, travel the country safely, and enjoy its beauty. We long for a model society in the spirit of the vision of the prophets of Israel. I am not ready, said Miriam, to give up on any part of our people. Even if the work of bringing the pieces together takes time, I will not despair. Why am I reading this to you, besides the fact that the entire speech is incredibly moving? Because how can we create a mosaic where we respect each other? Where we will bring all the pieces of Am Yisrael together in the state? To succeed in creating this mosaic, the mosaic of Am Yisrael, Medina Yisrael, we must respect everyone in the way we speak. She was awarded the Israel Prize for Lifetime Achievement and Contribution to Society on the occasion of the 70th birthday of the State of Israel. What is her contribution? She said, I do not have a contribution. I buried two sons on Har Herzl, says Miriam. And what is her message to the nation? To succeed in creating the mosaic of Am Yisrael, Medina Yisrael, we must respect everyone in the way we speak. We must create a discourse that is restrained and patient, that allows for the expression of opinions without fear or threats. We must make room for forgiveness. We need a discourse that strengthens our commitment to the love of humanity. B'tzelem Elokim nivra ha'adam. A discourse that respects our heritage, that increases goodness, light, and hope. We must not focus on darkness. In the words of the sweet singer of Israel, Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim, ohev yamim lir otov, nitzor l'shoncha meira, usfatecha medaber mirma, sur meira va'ase tov, pakei shalom v'rat fehu. That's literally what you quoted in the speech. Who is the man who desires life? Guard your tongue from evil, your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Miriam continued, and she says, this is the Torah of life. Let us choose the path that increases light, as I choose to carry on the values of my children, Uriel and Eliraz, their values of friendship, brotherhood. This is my guiding light. And the call of a brother to all their friends is my call. We are brothers, all of us in this country, in this nation, for better and for worse. King Shlomo admonishes us that if we would only think before we speak, for we must remember that the words of the wicked are an ambush of blood, but the words of the righteous will save not only the speaker, but the listener and the subject as well. It's true, when we have a worry in our heart, it pulls us down. We have to fight against that. What can bring us up? V'davar tov, yesamchana. A good word will always bring joy. Let us learn the wise words of King Shlomo in all the ways that we live our lives. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a wonderful day. We'll continue tomorrow. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zecher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have a liur in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.